We are learning Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom line of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. Ba'echa b'Tevis lo yhoye bo maimed. On the first day of Tevis, there was no maim whatsoever. Why? Because there was Halal, so Naktat Shachris. Echa b'Tevis, remember, it was Chodesh. So there was Halal, and also was Chanukah. It was Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. So they knocked out, Halal knocked out Shachris. There was Rosh Chodesh, there was Musaf, so knocked out the maimed of Musaf. There was no maimed of Mincha and Ila as well, because Karban Musaf knocks it out. And it was also a day of Karban Eitzim, which knocks down everything. You had that day, it was Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh and Karban Eitzim, and therefore there was no maimed that day. That's what said in our Mishnah. Omer Mar Kashish of Reid Rav Chistel Rav Ashi. My Shna Halal, the Dochi Didei. See, right now, I threw in that the Musaf knocked out the Mamadas of Musaf. And the Mishnah just says that Kar Musaf knocks out either Mincha or Ne'ilah or Tzmachloikis. Don't say anything about Musaf. So he was assuming that Kar Musaf did not knock out its own Mamadas. Only knocked out the Mamadas of Mincha and Ne'ilah, but not of itself. So he asked, Maishta Halel, the Dochi Didei, that knocks out Shachris, or Maishta Musaf, the Dochi Didei, and Musaf does not knock out itself. Amle Ravashi, no, Avada Musaf knocks out itself. Amle Ravashi, Hashto the Lav Didei Dochi, if Kar Musaf is big enough that knocks out the mamadus of Mincha and Ila, so the day like Kolshke, you think it doesn't knock out itself? Of course it knocks out Musaf. So what's your question? Amalei, I'll tell you my question. You didn't understand my question. My question is like this. Amalei, how can I mean Loi litchi ela didei. Why is it different? Halal only knocks out Shachris. Doesn't knock out Musaf, Mincha and Ila, the mamadus. So why is Kar Musaf knock out Mincha and Ila? Let it just knock out itself. And the terrorist that I had is that Kar Musaf took more time, so it knocked it out. But he had a question. So Amalei, so he answered him, Ikar Rabbi Yisrael Kari Kavasechta, is there actually a Tana holds like you? That's what he answered him. The Tana, not in a Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer, Ko Yoyim Shiyesh Bei Musaf, any day that has Musaf, Yesh Bei Maimed, has a Maimed. So what does he mean? Any day that has Musaf, has Maimed. What does that mean? Maimed the Maimed. Ilim Maimed the Shachris. If he's referring to Maimed the Shachris, how Tana Kamen Amel Kama, everyone agrees that a Musaf doesn't knock out the Shachris. Doesn't knock out the Shachris. You have to know, usually you have Halal, rather, but it has to be like a day with no Halal. You have to, a Musaf without a Halal, I don't know how it's possible. I mean, it's possible on Rosh Hashanah or something, but then I don't know if it's a Mother's anyway. Then, a Kapanim is saying this. Kol Yom Shem Musaf, Yashem Maimed, Maimed the Maimed, Lim Maimed the Shachris. If you're talking Maimed the Shachris, a Tanakam and Amir Kama. Tanakam also agrees that Musaf does not knock out Maimed the Shachris. Elo, Maimed the Musaf. So, it means that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Maimed the Musaf doesn't knock out Maimed the Musaf. Tomorrow, the day Naim Dochi, of course it knocks out itself. So Rabbi Yossi can't mean that. Remember, Rabbi Yossi says, "Kol Yoyim Shesh Musaf, Yes by Maim." What does it mean? He can't mean Shachris. Everyone agrees that Musaf doesn't knock out Shachris. It can't be Musaf because Musaf, of course, it knocks itself out. Elo must mean the Mincha. That Mincha you still have. Right tomorrow, no carbon Eitzim Dochi. It says any day has Musaf Yes by Maim, which includes Rosh Chodesh Tevis. And that day has Musaf, and also has Karban Eitzim. So, of course, Karban Eitzim knocks out the Mincha. So, it can't say has Maimed. El Olav means the Ne'ilah. It has the Maimed of the Ne'ilah that day. Shema Mino, the day Dochi, Lav, the day Loi Dochi. See, Rabbi Yossi holds that even on the Kar Musaf, you have Ne'ilah, which is not like the second man, the Yom, and the Mishnah. And that's like you, which Lav, the day Dochi. Shema Mino, it's Taka Raya. It's a little bit Shver, this Raya, who said, he holds that Musaf should knock out more than Mincha and Ila. It's a little bit shver, the whole Mishnah. Some say since you have a carbon eitz and knock out Mincha, it should have knocked down the Ila, and it must mean it's Lav Didei. The Gra's Giras is a little better. The Gra's Giras is like this, that it says Kol Yom Shvei Musaf Yeshvei Maimed Ella means Ella the Mincha and Ila doesn't knock out. Both Mincha and Ila does not like a controversy. Then it's a raya that only the day dochi is lavid le doy dochi. Akaponim, what it says in our Mishnah is that on Teves, which is Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, there's Musaf and there's Halal and there's everything, it knocks out all the mamadas. And there was a man the Yama holds that even on the day of Kar Musaf, you still will have at least Ne'ilah, you still have the mamadas, because it doesn't knock out the Lav the day. Something that's not fit, just like Halal only knocks out Shachris, Musaf will only knock out the day, and not the Lav the day. That's Rav Yossi's Shita. Frey the Gemara, why only Rosh Chodesh Teves was Zeiche that to say in the Mishnah that it knocks out all the mamadas? Have another day for you. You know what day? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan also had Karban Eitzim. That was the first Karban Eitzim was Chodesh Nisan. But listen now, me be'echav anisan loy hoye ba maimed mipnei shiyes boy Hallel, you have Hallel, because Rosh Chodesh, the Karm Musaf, because Rosh Chodesh, Karm Neitzim, and that's the Karm Neitzim. You shouldn't have any Mamas at all. Shachar is knocked out from Hallel, and Musaf knocks out Musaf, and Ne'ilah, and Karm Neitzim knocks out Mincha, or the Musaf knocks out Mincha, and Karm Neitzim knocks out Ne'ilah. You have no Mamas on Rosh Chodesh Nisan also. So why, Pentrus Mandiyama? So the question is, why pick Rosh Chodesh Tevis? What happened to Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the same thing as Rosh Chodesh Tevis. What's the difference? They're both Rosh Chodesh and a Karm Neitzim. Amarava, there is a difference. I'll tell you the difference. Rosh Chodesh Teves is Chanukah, where you say the whole Halal. Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is only Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Halal, does not knock out any of my mothers. That's what I was going to say. Amarava, there's a meres, Halelo de Bereyesh Yarcha, Lav de Araisa. It's not the Araisa. Mashenke Chanukah is Ke'en de Araisa, where you make a Halal on the Geula, which is Kedaraisa Dami, and that's a stronger Halal, and that's why it's a whole Halal Taka. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara explains. Zoyis Emeris Halil the Bereish Yarcha Lav the Rice, not the Rice. Don't Rabbi Yechon Amos Shem Rav Shem Meir Tzedek. Shmoyna Asa V'Yoyim. There are 18 days of the year. V'Shana Yachid Goyim Rez Hal. Even a Yachid says the entire Hal. What are the 18 days of the year? V'Elohein Shmoyis Meichag 8 days of Sukkos. V'Shmoyis Meichanaka 8 days of Hanukkah. That's 16. V'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, only the first day of Pesach, because the rest of Pesach you don't say the whole Hal. So already up to 17. The Yom Tov Shal Atzeres is Shavuos is 18. That's an Eretz Yisrael. Uv Goyla, you get an extra 3 days. Esrim Ve'Echad Yom, 21 days. How does that work? Ve'Elohein, Tishas Me'echag, because we have an extra day besides from the Atzeres, we have Simchas Torah. So that it's the 9th day, so it's 9 days from Chag. Shmoyis Ve'Chanukah is only 8 days, which is altogether 17. Ushnei Yom Rishonim Shel Pesach, first 2 days of Pesach, which is Sveika D'Yom, so we say full Hallel, first 2 days of Pesach, now up to 19. Ubeis Yom Tovim Shel Atzeres, in 2 days of Shavuot. So Hakaponim doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh in the 18 days of Hallel, right? 18 and 21 doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because Rosh Chodesh and Hallel is a different Hallel. It's a lower level Hallel, and therefore won't knock out the Ma'amadis. And therefore, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you'll have Ma'amadis by Shachris. And that's Takab Shah in the Gemara 4. It says, Kol Yom Shem Musaf. He said, Ay Hal, it means Rosh Chodesh. That's what it means. It means Rosh Chodesh. That's the Gemara means before. I was saying, maybe Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says before. It says, Kol Yom Shem Yesh Be Musaf, Yesh Be Maimid. I said, every Musaf has Hal. No, but Rosh Chodesh Hal doesn't knock it out. It's very geshmak. Rosh Chodesh Hal does not knock out the Shachris. So the Gemara says, Vayter, Rav Ikal Lebavel. Rav went to Bavel. Chazinu de Kakara Halela Bereish Yarche. He saw them saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Sovelaf Sekunui. He wanted to stop them. Why do you want to stop them? Because they're making the own Yontif. You don't say Hallel on Yontif. But given the Chaz the Kav Medalagi the Luge, he saw that they skip two things. They skip a Lelanu and a Hafti, two parts of Hallel. On Meshmami Na Minig Avasem Biyadeim. They're only saying it out some Minig, and therefore I'll let them go finish Hallel. They're not adding a Yontif. It's only a Minig or a Shchaydish to say half a Hallel. And the Gemara says, Tana, Yochid lo Yaschel, a Yochid does not have to say, if he's by himself, he does not have to say Hal. If he says Hal, he'll finish up Hal.
You don't
see Midig,
the Midig Yisrael?
Tyra, yeah, Midig Yisrael Tyra. But so now Tyra has a big discussion, what you're bringing up is, do you make a bracha on a Midig? So Tyra says, some people say on a Midig you don't make a bracha. It's a Raya from Arava. We bring the Arava, which is the Hashanas. You don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on a Midig. So it's different, he says, you don't make a bracha on Hal. And one of the Raya's are, that's how he learned the Gemara with Rav. Rav walked in the middle, he wanted to stop them because he thought they made a bracha. He said, stop. You don't make a bracha afterwards, don't make a bracha anymore. That was one shot in the Gemara. But Tysus himself, Rabbi Tammuz, you make a bracha on Hal. This type of minute, you make a bracha. And he learns our Gemara different. Like we said, he wanted to stop them because he thought they were making a new yontif. But why does he make a minute? Why do you make a bracha? He holds a minute. A minute is two type of minute. One's a minute that's a din to do, and then you, on that type of minute, avada, you make a bracha. So he says,
it was not a din to do. We just said that we clearly see it was just a minute.
What?
We clearly see this was just a minute.
Right, minute, yeah. And you make a bracha going to type. Chag is two rishonim if you make a bracha on a minute. Right, so that's a different type of minute, he says. That's a different, it's a different type of minute there, and it's not the same type of minute like this. It's a different type of minutes. Different type of minhagim. One's a minig that it's a minig like with the bracha. One's a minig without the bracha. He doesn't explain exactly the chiluk, but he says that at the end he says that it could be there's the difference between a yochid and a tzibur. It could be, and the kuli shaila ha'elun is gemara. It could be a yochid does not make a bracha on halal. Therefore, the Ramah paskins in siman tachkof beis siv beis, The yesh lizar likros imat tzibur. You should dafka say halal with the tzibur, because if not, you have a shayla of a bracha. It's brought down the Ramah. And the Mishbrua says, if you walk into the shul late and they're saying halal, you should say halal with the tzibur. Even if you're in the middle of psukah de zimra, he says. Even middle of psukah de zimra, you should say halal, but then you shouldn't make a bracha on halal because you have the bracha of psukah de zimra. Baruch Shalom, I shouldn't make a bracha, he says. But he says, if you walk into the shul and they're saying halal, say halal with them. Because better to say halal with a tzibur. Sometimes you find these people that they're pashlep and they're saying halal after davening. It's a real shayla. If it's chaydish, it's a real shayla about saying halal. But yachid, you should not say it's not say with a bracha. At least it's much better to say with the tzibur. The svaradim do not make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh. They don't make any bracha. They hold it down the money. They don't make a bracha on a minik, and they don't make a bracha on halal. But lemaisa, either way, just the we're taking out here. It's an Indian to say dafka b'tzibur. You should be makbid say dafka b'tzibur. So the Gemara Vayta, that's the sugya of halal. Now I want to go to some things that's the opposite of halal. The Gemara Mishnah said there were five things, terrible things that happened on Shavuos v'Tammuz, and five terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara, Chamisha Dvarim Iruos Avseim Shavuos v'Tammuz Nishtabru HaLuchos. The first thing we said was that the Luchos were broken. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos of Shavuos v'Tammuz. No, how do you know what Shavuos v'Tammuz? The Talmud and the Braisa. Which means on the sixth day of the month of Sivan, the Torah was given, Liyisrael. Rabbi Yisrael says it was on the seventh day. That's a machlekes and Masechta Shabbos. But either way, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har on the seventh day of Sivan. Went up to the mountain to be with Hashem for 40 days. He went up on the seventh day. Mandama Mashisha Nitnu Mashisha. The Torah was given Mashisha. Mandama Mashisha Nitnu. Mashisha Nitnu Vashiva Allah Moshe. And the seventh day he went up. The Torah was given on the seventh day. On the seventh day the Torah was given. And on the seventh day he went up. The Har went up to Hashem. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayikra al Moshe b'yayim ha-shvi'i. The Chassid, and it says in the Pasuk, Vayav Moshe b'secha onam, Vayal el ahar, Vayhi Moshe b'har, Abaram yayim, Abaram layla. Moshe went up the Har for 40 days and 40 nights. So let's figure out when that ends. So he's going up on the seventh day. So, for example, it's always easy to count like this. 7 to 26 is 20 days. Then you have 27 of Sivan, 28, 29, and 30. Because Sivan was a Malay, which means it went to Lamed that year. So 4 plus 20 is 24. 24 days of Sivan was that. Then 16 of Tammuz. So by Shiva Asava Tammuz was the 40 days. Now he only went up by day. He lost the night before, 7. So the night of Shiva Tammuz also counts to be mashed on the 40 days, 40 nights. Shiva Asa Tammuz by day is when he's supposed to come back. He comes back Shiva Asa Tammuz by day, and he sees the Yidin doing the Egel, he broke the Luchas. So you see the 40 days ended on Shiva Asa Tammuz. Read it inside. Esav Abad Sivan, Vishitza the Tammuz, Molei Abam, 40 days of Shiva Asa Tammuz, on the 7th day of Tammuz. Nochis, he came down, Asa Vatavir Luchas, he went and broke the Luchas. Tachsiv, says in the Pasuk, Vehikash Karval Machna, Vayaras Egel, he saw the Egel, Vayashlech, Vayodav Asa Luchas, Veshav Oisim Tachasar, and he broke it under the mountain. So we know that the first thing that happened to Shavuos Tammuz was the Neshtabru HaLuchos, and we learned that from the Pesukim. Number two is that Batal HaTamid, that the Goyim stopped the bringing of a Tamid. How do you know that was Shavuos Tammuz? It's a Gemara. It's a Messiah. We have a Kabbalah, we have a tradition that the Tamid was Batal on that day. The third thing that happened, Hufka Ir, the walls were breached by Yud Zayin HaTamuz. Break the Mar, by Yud Zayin HaTamuz? Was that Shavuos Tammuz? But Chassid says in the Pasuk, "V'chayush haraviyah b'tisha l'chaydish." On the ninth day of the month, it says in the fourth month of Tammuz, Taka, but it says "V'chaydish hashavii." On the seventh, "V'chayush haraviyah b'tisha l'chaydish." On the ninth day of the month, "V'yachzei karav b'ir v'lehoy lechem lama aretz." Then it says, "V'tebaka ir v'chalat shemacham yivichu v'yeitzu meir lechaz derech shar b'nam v'chayim." Look at the Pasuk there, that the walls were broken. So you see, it was on the ninth day, not the 17th day. And for the Gemara, like Kasha, Kam Bereshoina, Kam Bishniya. One is the first base of Mikdash, one is the second base of Mikdash. Tanya Bereshoina, the first base of Mikdash, Hufka Ir B'tisha B'Tammuz. In the first base of Mikdash, the walls were breached on the ninth day of Tammuz. Bishniya, on the second base of Mikdash, B'Shiva, also B'Tammuz. So it was on the 17th day of Tammuz. That's when it was Hufka Ir. And so really, we can make two Tanaisim then. On the 9th of Tammuz, and on Shavuos Tammuz, Ma'ase said, Chachamim didn't want to be Matriach on the Tzibur and make two Tanaisim. Therefore, they made one Tainus. And they picked Shavuos Tammuz because that's our Golas that we're in. So when we say that Shivat Ha'am is Hufka here, it means the second Beis HaMikdash. So far, we went through three of the things. First of all, Shtar V'Luchas, Yud Zayim V'Tavis, Batla HaTamid, and Hufka here were all on Yud Zayim V'Tavis, Met Shem, and the next year, we will continue the Gemara.